This is episode 345. This is Anderson Penn. Oh, shit.
This is Anderson, just keep going.
This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 345 for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. This is Brian.
My work here is done. This is Lisa.
Completely.
I was dancing.
You know. So
Hit me with your non-funny joke. Go.
So you know, like a lot of people, we're home all day. The schedule's all screwed up. You know, I find myself eating more often than I should.
Yes.
Like any kind of snack food. So what I've been doing is I've started a new workout program.
What? Pray tell.
Well, yesterday, for example, I burned 8,000 calories.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, Pan. I'll make some new brownies tonight.
You know, I couldn't find the muffins this morning.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
in the muffins. Microwave.
I forgot about those. Anyway.
Anyway, all right, so that was your joke?
That was my joke.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. So today is actually the day before our 10-year wedding anniversary.
I'm still. Still a chance to get out. Just kidding.
You know, I can move back to Chicago. I have a place.
Yeah.
All by myself.
Happy anniversary. What pray tell?
Get away from me.
What pray tell are you getting for your anniversary? I'm sure the folks would love to know.
We did this early because we had to pick out what we wanted. Brian restored this absolutely gorgeous cedar blue gold-filled?
Yeah, gold.
Gold-filled cap. Yep. Had a couple dents. Brian rolled those out. Absolutely mm-hmm. gorgeous.
New jewel.
Oh, these are nice.
Yeah, something I think we're gonna carry down the road. Yep. The jewel, the clip screw and the clip screw bushing for Parka 51s. This is a replacement jewel, and I thought I'd give it a test for you.
Mm-hmm.
And vacuumatic.
Vacuumatic.
Does it right? Let me see
it. That's right.
Is it still right? Have you used it?
I haven't.
I gave it to you in like 33 days ago. Look at that. It writes. Fine nib.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm always nervous about giving you a pen because it comes back like 3 months later.
And he wrote me a really mushy note. So what did you get?
You gave me. I don't know how you picked out such a lovely pen.
I do like gift-giving occasions because we just either go to the store or we go down to the basement and pick out something. So what did you fix for yourself?
So I'm still working on it a little bit. But this pen was a disaster, let me tell you. This was a disaster.
You're welcome.
No, it's...
I think we've been together too long, I will be going to Chicago.
This is a maybe Todd Swan Eternal.
Like my love for you.
Exactly. 44, black hard rubber. And of course, it has these lovely large gold bands on the cap.
44, that's how old I was when I married you.
Was it? Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's why I picked this out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a hard rubber pen. I know a couple of people last week had said, you know, they want to know what's in my pocket. Well, this week it is this, and it's got this huge nib. Maybe Todd. It's not flexible. It's pretty firm.
Look, it writes.
But it does write. Yes. It was a disaster. The cap band was coming off. The lever was all busted up. There was actually a layer of ink on this pen that you could see. It was almost as if there had been ink in a tray, and the pen had sat in the ink for about 40 years. It was really ridiculous, but anyway.
So I gave you a ready-to-assemble.
Ready-to-assemble tire pen, yeah, it had a nib.
Didn't we give you, like for Father's Day or something one year, you got the new grill, but we had to assemble it? We did that in the dark?
We did it in the dark the night before a party.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, so happy anniversary, 10 yep. years. And this is the first time we've not actually been at a pen show.
Or getting ready for one.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice, actually. We got married at the Chicago Pen Show.
Yep.
Everyone involved was a pen person, which was really kind of fun. But we always either were packing for a show or at a show for the anniversary. Yeah. And while we can't go out to dinner, I think we're going to go to the grocery store and get some salmon and some asparagus. You
good
love
stuff.
Asparagus.
Yep.
And have a nice dinner. And I have to say, it's going to be nice to not have to be in kind of stress, mm-hmm. busy mode.
We should mention, as long as we're talking about Chicago Pen Show, it's
we
now
should. They've moved it to
again.
September.
It's in September, so anybody who is looking at the June date, it's been moved
keep
to
moving.
September. Yeah, keep moving. It's September. Which is
probably a smarter move.
Probably a wise choice, I think, as far as attendance is concerned. It'd be tough to get people to come in June, I think.
Right. Now, Illinois just extended the stay-at-home until the end of May. That may be lifted a little early, maybe not, but no. There's...
I don't think that means people are going to come out right away.
No, I don't think it is either. So I think having it in mid-June when they thought that was their safe time, I think it's a good idea to move it because no one's going to be traveling yet.
Yeah, they have to have one because I've not missed a Chicago Pen Show since 2020.
2020?
The 2000.
Okay. 2000. So almost 20 years.
I've been to, I've been to 20 in a row, yeah.
Okay.
2002, 2000.
Well, make sure you get there as long as they have it. So if they don't have it, you haven't, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I haven't missed. I haven't missed. Okay. I just didn't go over here. So,
right.
Anyway.
A couple other personal things.
Okay.
Love to George. Our friend George called. And careful with that. So I really
hey, George.
Appreciate the check-in. And along with that.
Yeah, I came home from work. You were talking with George. I thought you were talking to your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I'm married.
It was George.
Or it could be George who's in charge of our estate.
No.
Should we pass away? Maybe
hey,
I was arranging
George,
something.
George too. George too, yeah.
And I also, as some of you know, I mentioned I've been crocheting. I find it calming. I don't relax well, so this was kind of nice. And... So I actually finished Brian's scarf.
This is your first...
My first project.
First project.
So the edges need a little shoring up, but...
It's toasty. Just in time for... You can still wear it.
It goes with every one of Brian's coats. And as some of you may remember, Brian has a thing about coats. They just find him. I have coat envy. So there you go.
Anyway.
So George, let me know what colors Beagle likes, and I'll make him Beagle a blanket.
Like a little blanket for Beagle.
Yep. And much, much, much love to... my best friend Michelle, and to our friends Sarah, and Julie, and Carl, who have
and everybody
all,
else, you've got this collection of
who all sent me yarn to play with. You know your best friend loves you when she sends you stuff from her late grandmother's sewing kit. So that was cool. I have been playing and practicing. I've actually ordered yarn. I've bought some yarn. This is a scary. Thing now. But when I go back to Chicago, I'll have something to do in the evenings.
Yeah, you make me a blanket.
I am making you a blanket.
All right. Should we talk about pens?
Yes, I think that's the personal stuff. So, pens. People want to hear about pens.
What is
they
it?
They came these in, they went out.
These came in, yeah, okay, so these came in and went out.
The new Sailor
fairy
tale.
Yep.
Once upon a time, I fell madly in love, and we lived happily ever after.
Talk about a tale.
The new Sailor Fairy Tale.
This is the Grateful Crane, this light blue.
Beautiful.
And I thought this was going to be a different, this is more of a, this is much different. In the pictures, it looks like it's very similar to the Four Seasons.
Right. No, this
blue.
Is not.
This is not anywhere near this. Almost a, in this light here, it almost looks more of a bluish, purplish hue.
Sort of like a light periwinkle.
And it's got a little bit of a sparkle in it.
That's cool.
Just a little
very
bit.
Pretty.
Real nice.
My favorite size is the Pro Gear Slim.
Yeah, Pro Gear Slim, 14 karat nibs. These come with medium fine only. Next
so
one.
Yep.
Princess, I'm going to butcher this, Kaguya.
Okay.
This is the red.
That's pretty.
Also with the sparkle in it. That's nice.
You know, I like that it's not brick red. It's not fire engine red.
It's a different red.
But it's definitely not too coral. It's not too pink. It's a decent red. You know, reds are hard, especially like bottled ink. They're all over the place.
Yeah. It's either the right color or it's not. It's
this
not close.
Has been
that's the winner.
By far the most popular.
Be careful with that one. I think that's Sarah's.
The Dragon Palace. This is a beautiful, beautiful I want one, like green, a sage green. Sage green
with sparkles. They all have sparkles.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
nice.
That's cool. That reminds me of the one that you got, the full size program.
Oh yeah, with the clear ends that you were so jealous of.
I was, yeah, totally jealous.
He still is. He still is. In fact, President Hisa really liked
wasn't
that.
Familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and this one?
This one, I love this one.
This
if I'm going to get one, this is the one I'm going to get here. The Vega, this dark blue.
Yeah, it's a really pretty navy blue with the gold trim like everything else.
The sparkles. Sparkle. This is killer. This is killer. I really like this one a lot. If there are any left of these, maybe at the end of the year I'm going to buy one because that's really cool.
So, if there are any, leads into what is the production? What's the distribution?
So,
what's the deal?
These are... And listen to my words carefully.
Segue, right?
Yes, it was a good segue. These are special editions. They are not limited editions. They are not limited in any way. They are not limited production. They are a special edition. Now, the way Sailor works is they run a job, and then they may not run that job again for a while, but these are not limited, but there are just a special production run. Right now, we know that the Dragon Palace is going to be about another month, probably.
Okay. So
before we get more in,
made X many. Mm-hmm. They've shipped to the U.S. The U.S. has distributed it.
Yep.
And so when those are sold out, everyone will have to wait until they make more.
We get the next batch. Yeah, okay. And we do have more of the Grateful Crane, the Vega, and the Princess Kaguya coming.
These probably
within the next week. Yeah, we should get them. They should be here by next week for sure. I would think. And the Dragon Palace, there's a chance we might get one in 2 weeks. Otherwise, it's going to be about 4 weeks for that because there's one small shipment coming in from Japan, which has basically been accounted for, and then there's going to be another 2 weeks after that. So
okay.
So these are going to be around, but special production, special edition.
Well, and Japan was just put on some kind of countrywide emergency or something, so
I'll have to check and see what the status of the factory is.
But. So they will be perhaps slow coming in for a little while.
We'll get them.
If you're thinking about it, grab it now.
Yeah, they come with medium fine nibs,
which is my favorite nib.
We might have some other nib options if you're interested, but you will have to call us up because on the website they're only going to be listed as medium fine. So
okay.
Nice new addition to the color palette. I'm very pleased with these.
Yeah, I like that some are light and some are dark. Mm-hmm. None of them are too tropical colors. They did a really good job with color options.
The other thing I like that you mentioned, since we're talking about that, is I like that they're not all feminine or they're all masculine. They're really
right.
A good mix. I mean, so maybe the Grateful Crane's maybe a little bit more feminine than the Vega, but you know, at least if you're worried about that, you could get, you know,
you've got options.
Yeah.
But I really like the choices. Hey, I'm watching.
Oh, look at that! Oh, that's like.
No, you know, I think it.
You know, what this reminds me. Now I know what this reminds me of. This reminds me of Parker Duofold Lapis.
Not even close.
Doesn't
it? Put it away. All right, what else do we have?
Trust me, guys. I'm gonna get my Lapis Duofold Senior out, and
we're gonna
compare those.
Why Studio?
This stuff is fun.
We just launched this.
I love this stuff.
These are great.
This is the classic.
Ballpoint. I need you to confess.
What?
Brian was actually writing with the ballpoint.
It was. It's cool. It's got this little spring on here, and so so last week we talked about the desk pens and some of the brassing stuff. So this one's got a little spring, and what you have to do is you actually have to push it in and then you turn it and then it engages and then
that's funky.
Yeah, so then there's the spring is all coiled up there and then to undo it you just do
that. That's cool.
So you can't do it that way. You gotta push in and twist. It's a two-handed operation.
Wow. Really well engineered.
It's nice, it's solid. It's not gonna, you know,
this has some weight to it, which I like, but it's thin, which I like. Mm-hmm. Now these are nice. Y Studio has done well for us. Check them out if you've never seen them. They definitely are, go away. They've got some weight to them.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Here, let's see how much it hurts.
Happy anniversary.
last
one I have. No, they're nice. I really like them. They're well designed. I mean, they're very, very simplistic in design, but then they have these nice
little
features.
That.
That's really kind of cute. That's cool. I like that a lot. It's smooth.
It keeps it from being too simple, too plain.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just made a barrel up here and then you twist it and then it would have been seamless. But
no, very interesting stuff.
The desk pens
are cool.
Really, seriously, cool.
It's been a long time since I have been that impressed with a new line.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got an email this morning from Kenro, the distributor of Esterbrook, and apparently they have some of their pens are seasonal, and they
Estes.
The Estes are being discontinued. So the honeycomb color with the gold trim and the evergreen with the gold trim have been discontinued.
No,
so I don't know if they have any left in stock. We should maybe see if you want one.
Yeah.
They do have
killer.
The honeycomb and the evergreen with silver trim still available. But if you're thinking about one, grab it now before those are gone. Yeah. They consider those seasonal, and so their season is up, apparently, as is some of their pen nooks.
So right now we have ones, to the little sleeves, ones, twos, and I think threes are still available.
Okay, the sixes and anything bigger than that are gone.
Those are gone, yeah.
Okay, don't cry.
Wow. What else we got?
Not much.
Not much?
No. Not too many companies are shipping. Those that are, we are trying to get whatever they have left in their warehouses.
Okay. We still have a bunch of stuff up on eBay. Lots of pens.
Yes.
There's a bunch ending this weekend. That may be the majority of all those lots, and those for those that were able to come to any either of the vintage events. It's literally all those pens. And when I told you I was going to sell all those pens, I was not kidding. So we're down to the last, I think 10 or 15 trays. Okay. Last about 150 pens. From this batch, and then
unrestored.
Yeah, they're as is, where is
cheese whiz.
Yep, the whole bag of chips.
I miss Terry.
Yeah. So.
But it's a good opportunity if you're thinking about doing some DIY or
there's some great stuff in it.
Just
really
need refills or whatever.
Yeah, there may be in some of the only reason I didn't keep some of them was number one, we have a lot of pens, but number two, some of them were I was just trying to keep the pens.
You said that. We have a lot of pens.
We have a lot of pens. I didn't say we had too many. Some of them are just maybe, you know, they might be a little scratch on the cap or something. And I wanted to distill it down to what we're going to sell is going to be really, really, really excellent. So that anybody who buys a restored pen from us is going to be super happy. They're not going to look at it and go, oh, there's a scratch on the cap. So that's the stuff that's in the lot.
Awesome.
So anyway, that's up this this weekend.
Okay. Let's see, the Chicago store is still closed. Appleton is doing store pickup curbside only.
Yeah, we are getting some people coming in for curbside pickup, so.
Brian and Dave spend probably too much of their time staring out the window watching local people, things that are going on.
Yeah, there's curbside pickup across the street. That's always interesting. See what people are coming in their bathrobes and their slippers to pick up their coffee and their juice.
One day you had a line of like
One day all the cars were white. Every one of them were white.
That's kind of cool. So. And they took all the meters out.
There's no meters on Cal J. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're going to do curbside pickup, there's no meters on our side of the street. So
park there for sure.
Park there
absolutely.
For sure. So.
Other than that, we are just doing what all of you are doing and just trying to get through this and stay safe and sane.
And bake brownies.
Apple, almond poppy seed muffins.
Anyway, I think that's it. Thanks for joining us and tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, updates on opening both stores.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And we'll catch you next time.